Bless the Lord, who forgives all our sins.
His mercy endures forever.
And now we will read the Decalogue, or Ten Commandments, and the congregation will respond with the words, Amen. Lord, have mercy. Hear the commandments of God to his people. I am the Lord your God who brought you out of bondage. You shall have no other gods but me. Amen.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
You shall not make for yourself any idol.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
You shall not invoke with malice the name of the Lord your God.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. Honor your father and your mother.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
You shall not commit murder.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
You shall not commit adultery.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
You shall not steal.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
You shall not be a false witness.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
You shall not covet anything that belongs to your neighbor.
Amen. Lord, have mercy.
Jesus said, The first commandment is this, Hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is the only Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, Jesus Christ, your Son, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns one God forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
Please be seated for the readings.
A reading from the book of Genesis. The word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision. Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your reward shall be great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me for I continue childless? And the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, You have given me no offspring, and so a slave born to my house is to be my heir. But the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir. No one but your very own issue shall be your heir. He brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and count the stars, if you are able to count them. Then he said to him, So shall your descendants be. And he believed the Lord, and the Lord reckoned it to him as righteousness. Then he said to him, I am the Lord who brought you from Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to possess. But he said, O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it? He said to him, Bring me a heifer 3 years old, a female goat 3 years old, a ram 3 years old, a turtle dove and a young pigeon. He brought him all these and cut them in two, laying each half over against the other. But he did not cut the birds in two. And when the birds of prey came down on the carcasses, Abram drove them away. As the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and a deep and terrifying darkness descended upon him. When the sun had gone down and it was dark, a smoke fire pot and a flaming torch passed between these pieces. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abram, saying, To your descendants I give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And now it is my pleasure to welcome some children from the Cathedral Arts Project. As many of you know, the Cathedral Arts Project teaches art, music, and dance to about 1,500 children in the public school system. And today, some of those children from Brentwood Elementary are going to dance for us. Welcome.
Thank you for the blessings that you brought my way. Your love is all around me each and every day. Thank you for your goodness. I can feel it in my soul. The joy you brought into my life is making me whole. Thank you, thank you.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. Brothers and sisters, join in imitating me and observe those who live according to the example you have in us. For many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. I have often told you of them, and now I tell you even with tears, their end is destruction, their God is the belly, and their glory is in their shame. Their minds are set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and it is from there that we are expecting a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform the body of our humiliation that it may be conformed to the body of his glory. by the power that also enables him to make all things subject to himself. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, my beloved. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here, because Herod wants to kill you." He said to them, "Go and tell that fox for me, 'Listen, I am casting out demons and performing cures today, tomorrow, and on the third day. I finish my work. Yet today, tomorrow, and the next day, I must be on my way, because it's impossible for a prophet to be killed outside of Jerusalem.' Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it. How often have I desired to gather your children as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you. And I tell you, you will not see me again until the time comes when you say, 'Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
Thank you. Please be seated. What is your deepest, darkest fear? You know the one, that fear or the many that keeps you awake at night. Those fears that prevent you from living into who you are meant to be, who God would want you to be. In the psalm appointed for today, the first two verses read like this: "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom then shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom then shall I be afraid?" And yet, we are afraid. I want to talk candidly this morning about fear, and I draw heavily on Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's book, Life Lessons. And when she asserts that life is meant to be lived by learning several fundamental lessons about fear and anger, trust, and finally, love. I believe that fear is a major obstacle for learning life's lessons and for hearing the good news of Jesus Christ. And as a consequence, we do not live into who God would have us become. More than we care to admit, more than we even know, our lives are devoted to dealing with fears and its effect. Fear is a shadow that blocks everything: our love, our true feelings, our happiness, our very being. Fear is a warning system that, on a primal level, serves us well. If we are walking late at night in a dangerous part of town, fear warns us to be on guard against the genuine possibility of trouble. In potentially dangerous situations, fear is a sign of health. It is a protector. Without it, we would not survive long. However, it is easy to experience fear where there is no danger. That kind of fear is made up. It is not real. We dwell on past mistakes or some random anxiety, and it causes us to fear it will happen again in the future. The feeling may seem real, but it has no basis in reality. Still, it keeps us up at night. It keeps us from living. Fear can make us physically ill and neurotic. It seems to have no purpose and no mercy. It paralyzes us and weakens the spirit when it is left unattended. Odd as it may seem, these invented fears can serve a purpose. They can give us an opportunity to learn to choose love. They are cries from our soul for growth and for healing. They are opportunities to choose again, to do it differently, to choose love over fear, reality over illusion, and the present over the past. To rid ourselves of fear, we must live in the present, the only time we really possess, and move toward trust and love and God. Many scholars believe that the root cause of all of our fears is the fear of death. Many of the people I visit who are at the end of their lives tell me that they fear death only because of what is not known. I must confess that I have a fear of dying, even though I have done many dangerous things in my life. My fear is that I will die unloved and abandoned. Not very realistic, but there it is. The unknown is scary. Dying is very scary. And there is no shame in acknowledging that we are afraid. In today's Old Testament reading, God tells Abram, "Do not be afraid, I am your shield." And God promises to keep his covenant. Yet Abram was afraid, and he engaged God in an almost plaintive, whiny kind of dialogue. "O Lord God, what will you give me? O Lord God, how am I to know that I shall possess it?" Notice that God does not grow impatient with Abram, and in the face of seeming impossibility, Abram finally puts his whole trust in the Lord and believes. The covenant was made. In today's gospel, some Pharisees tell Jesus that he is in danger of Herod, or from Herod. We might ask, are these Pharisees friendly toward Jesus? Should their warning be taken at face value, or are they trying to silence Jesus by making him afraid? It is hard to tell. But Jesus does not fear Herod or focus on him for long. He tells the Pharisees to deliver a message for him to that fox. There is a touch of bitterness and defiance in Jesus' words, but not fear. Instead, his concern is for Jerusalem, and he vents his grief over that holy city with its terrible history of killing the prophets sent by God. There in the front of visitors and disciples, he bursts forth into a public lamentation or a deep vocal grieving. "Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it." Perhaps the words spill forth from his lips, from his heart, at some place where the city's skyline can be seen. Or perhaps Jesus feared what was to come in Jerusalem. How does Jesus express his grief over Jerusalem? He leaves us with an unforgettable image, a tender image, an image of gentle. It's a tender and gentle and surprising image. Listen again to what he says. "How often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing." What are your fears? Do your fears prevent you from being willing to go to Jesus, to hide under his wings? Jesus was talking about Jerusalem, but he was also talking about us. And you were not willing. Every one of us knows a time when we were not willing. Willing to surrender to love, to forgive, or to care for another, to go to God. Kubler-Ross is spot on about the lessons of life, but I would stress that we Christians are in this life to echo and imitate the life of Christ, to grow in wisdom, to reach out to others in need, to have compassion on the weak and the suffering, to make our hearts known to our friends and to forgive others and be forgiven. And we should not be afraid, but we are. And some of us are ashamed of our fear, making things even harder to sort out. I would ask you that during this Lent, try to move away from your anxious thoughts and imaginings by naming them and putting them aside. Be willing to ask for Jesus' protection, to hide under his wings, and to pray this prayer attributed to St. Francis de Sales that you will find in your bulletin this morning. Let us take a minute to read this prayer together. Be at peace. Do not look forward in fear to the changes of life. Rather, look to them with full hope as they arise. God, whose very own you are, will deliver you from out of them. He has kept you hitherto, and he will lead you safely through all things. And when you cannot stand it, God will bury you in his arms. Do not fear what may happen tomorrow. The same everlasting Father who cares for you today will take care of you then and every day. He will shield you from suffering. He will give you unfailing strength to bear it. Be at peace and put aside anxious thoughts and imaginations. Amen.
Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again. In accordance with the scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Almighty God, we come before you to pray for this world that you have made. Good Lord,
hear us.
For all who suffer, for the hungry, the sick, and those who are in pain. Good Lord,
hear us.
For lasting peace throughout the world, that all human beings might come to respect and honor one another. Good Lord,
hear us.
For this planet, that we may learn to cultivate and value the resources that you have given us. Good Lord,
hear us.
For the church throughout the world, for the Episcopal Church in Florida, and for this cathedral, our church home, that we may welcome many people to your holy table. Good Lord,
hear us.
For those who have died, good Lord,
hear us.
For ourselves, our lives, our loved ones, that we may move mountains in service to you. Good Lord,
hear us.
We thank you for this time to worship, for those that we love, for all good gifts that you have given us, and for every breath that we take. Good Lord,
hear us.
Heavenly Father, you have promised to hear what we ask in the name of your Son. Accept and fulfill our petitions, we pray, not as we ask in our ignorance, nor as we deserve in our sinfulness, but as you know and love us in your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome. If you're new or visiting, we have a little card in your pew, and you can fill it out, and we'll send you our e-newsletter. We're so glad you're here today. If you are interested in seeing more about the Cathedral Arts Project, the children's art is up in our Tolliver Hall, our reception hall. And this afternoon, we're going to be doing a party for them and giving them prizes for their artwork, and it's great to see their faces light up. The Cathedral Arts Project is celebrating 20 years this year, and they will hold their 9th annual Spring for the Arts fundraiser on May 15th at Deerwood Country Club. And if you would like to come, tickets are available online or by calling the CAP office. We'd love for you to join us. All of you who are baptized Christians are welcome to receive communion. Just hold out your hands for the bread. You can guide the cup to your lips. If you're not sure what you believe, just cross your arms and we'll give you a blessing. You all are welcome. We're so glad you're here today. And I hope all of you have thought about something very special to do during these 40 days of Lent, something to bring you closer to God, to remind you of God periodically throughout your day, maybe a little sacrifice, or maybe you say some extra prayers, but I hope you will take on something. We have a lot of wonderful classes offered during Lent, and there are meditation books written by our parishioners, which are available in the back of the church this morning. And we're so grateful to also welcome this morning the H. Alvin Green Memorial Choir, who, when they sing, the Holy Spirit really moves, doesn't it? Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right that we should give thanks to you, O Lord, Almighty Father and everlasting God, at all times and in all places. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who was in every way tempted as we are, yet did not sin, by whose grace we are able to triumph over every evil and to live no longer for ourselves, but for him who died for us and rose again. Therefore we praise you and magnify your holy name with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven as we sing. All glory to you, O Lord our God, for you created heaven and earth and made us in your own image. And in your tender mercy, you gave us your only Son, Jesus Christ, to take our nature upon him and to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given you thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Heavenly Father, with these your holy gifts, we now celebrate the memorial of your Son, remembering his death and resurrection as we await his coming again with great power and glory. Merciful Father, we ask you to bless and sanctify these gifts of bread and wine with your Holy Spirit, that they may be to us the body and blood of your dearly beloved Son, Jesus Christ. Accept our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, O Lord, as we offer ourselves to you. Grant that all who partake of this holy communion may receive the most precious body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, and be filled with your grace. May we be made one body with him, that he may dwell in us and we in him, through Jesus Christ our Lord. By him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, world without end.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. We do not presume to come to this your table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us.
Amen.
These are the gifts of God for you. You are the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Thank you.
And now let us send forth our Eucharistic visitor who will visit those who are sick and cannot come to church. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread, one cup. Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the most precious body and blood of your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, and for assuring us in these holy mysteries that we are living members of the body of your Son and heirs of your eternal kingdom. And now, Father, send us out to do the work you have given us to do, to love and serve you as faithful witnesses of Christ our Lord. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be honor and glory now and forever. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
in peace, the love, and serve the Lord.